Across the world, statues are under attack. Over the past 2 weeks, monuments to an uncomfortable past have been defaced, beheaded, and pulled down. But does this new wave of activism represent an iconic moment in our history, or simply the erasing of it?
Rhyme.
And treason.
We're born free, they want you in chains, they want you to work, to turn off your brain. But music is freedom, they can't keep you from listening. So raise your middle finger and fuck the system.
Of police brutality protests, Amnesty International found more than 100 separate incidents of police violence nationwide. The human rights organization says they analyzed 500 social media videos of protests, finding 125 incidents of police brutality across 40 states and Washington, D.C.
Starting with alarming headlines about the coronavirus, those worries sending the stock market plunging on Thursday.
And as states are reopening, many cities and counties across the country are warning of a surge in cases. This map from FEMA showing the latest hotspots.
And some hospitals seeing a jump in patients. One of those states seeing a spike is Florida. Victor Oquendo joins us now from Miami Beach with more on that. Good morning, Victor.
Anyway.
us to be, what you wanted us to be. We are what we are, that's the way it's going to be. If you don't know, you can't educate us, or no equal opportunity.
Episode 216 coming at ya. It says fuck the system.
Rhyme and Treason Radio. We're coming at ya. It's a morning edition for your hosts here on Rhyme and Treason.
That's right.
10:49 Pacific Standard Time in the AM, and we are sticking into the system. Yeah,
that's right. I can't believe what's happening in America today. And yeah, the systematic racism, systematic poverty. And yeah, they want to keep you poor. And yeah, it's all class war, as we said. And then the battery died on the. Yes, that's what it runs off batteries, folks. Some of one of the many Rhyme and Treason secrets behind the scenes. DJ EJ, he's doing a little harassing of the gal.
DJ EJ up in the house.
He's in Sacramento. I'm in Chico. We're doing it via Google video chat, which really sucks. I wish I was there.
I know, man.
And I bought like a ton of beer. Now my buddy's not going to come over, which I figured that was going to happen.
I got like a whole rack of ribs that I'm going to be cooking here.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait for more homemade pizza, man. Nothing like it. Just awesome.
What were the toppings you had on the last one?
I'm doing the exact same pizza as I did a Hawaiian one, but it didn't have.
Dude, look at you, pineapple on pizza.
I know, we've been over this in like the last couple.
Way to just fuck the system. I want pineapple on my pizza.
That's right. And then I do a pepperoni, mushroom, and olive.
Bro, pepperoni, pineapple. Have you gone down that route?
I guess tonight's the night. Is it good?
Dude. Pepperoni pineapple is phenomenal.
Okay, because we also had we were just gonna do regular bacon and pineapple.
I you know, if I had my own pizza place, and anyone out there that owns a pizza place, I'm gonna just say that you heard it here first, folks. But if ham and pineapple is a Hawaiian, and generally pepperonis are pretty much a fucking California pizza, right? I'm going to say pepperoni pineapple should officially be called the Howley. Okay.
All right. We're opening a pizza restaurant, and that's our featured item, the Howley.
Yeah. That's right.
Surprisingly easy to make. Anyway, fuck the system. We're all part of it. Talking with my coworkers, there's a variance of extreme Republican Trump supporters. There's one, like, Democrat dude. There's one that's, like, the other hardcore way. Everyone's kind of in the middle, you know? And,
right.
Yeah, what's an essential business? Alcohol? Why would it be deemed essential? It's not good for your health. It's deemed essential because of the taxation. They tax the living fuck out of it.
Kills the vid, man.
That's exactly right, dude. So they want you to get wasted. They want you to be a poor piece of shit and ignore the corruption of the system.
I'm not going to lie. Like, my alcohol consumption went fucking through the roof when this shit hit. Like, it was like, oh, I'm home all the time? Beer me.
Yeah.
Beer me.
Yeah.
And it was
just the uncertainty of the future, too, and the, you know, the state of the world, and it sucks, man. Well,
and I wanted to, like, you know, also support my local businesses and whatever. And, like, we always would go to local breweries and hang out and have a beer and get food from the food truck and whatnot. So we've made it a point to go buy all of our favorites and, you know, go buy beers directly from them to go and stuff like that throughout this whole madness. But what it's the thing that's fucking where I knew I was like shit was getting crazy was like, every single day, like, it would be like, I'm going to have a beer after work. And then it was like, I'm going to have a beer a half hour before I'm off work. which evolved into like, it's lunch, I can have a beer. I should probably not do
I just
that.
Worked four night shifts, so 4 days of sobriety, and I hit it hard last night, especially with the old lady, you know, not happy.
Yeah, man.
And you know how it goes.
sucks. So, you know, it's an interesting fuck the system moment that's come out of this whole COVID thing, and we were just kind of talking about it off the air, is micro investors. Average fucking Joes, the guys that have never bought a stock or traded shit a day in their lives during this lockdown, everybody's downloading E-Trade and Robinhood and all these other trade apps. And micro investing, right? Like, I mean, I've done it myself, like, and made some crazy moves, right? Like, things that if you actually knew the stock market, you would never fucking do, right? Like, Hertz, okay? Hertz comes out and is like, oh, we're gonna go bankrupt. And Berkshire Hathaway comes out and says, I've sold every single share of my stock. I'm dumping this company. We're toast. I get the stock at like...
I sold it. I couldn't hang. I was like $1.20 or something.
Bro, I got it at like 60 cents a share or something. And I randomly was just talking to my wife, and she's like, oh, how's that app going? And I go and look at it, and it was at like $5 a share. And I was like, I don't know what's going on here, but I need to sell this. And I sold it all right in that moment. And the next morning I woke up, and it was back to like what I had paid for it. So, but that just goes to show, like, the average person that doesn't really know anything, they're all coming in, they're buying these low-cost stocks. As soon as they hit, they're dipping out, they're reinvesting in other low-cost stocks. The market doesn't even know how to hang because you got all these people with, I got 5 shares, I got 10 shares, I got 30 shares. Like, they're used to people with, I got 1,000, I got 10,000 shares, right? Like, all of a sudden, everybody's got 1 share of fucking stock. Where the problem comes in is if you don't keep track of these things very well, it's going to come back and bite you, because all of this stuff has a certain element of taxation that gets involved. And the people that really do this stuff and that are really like involved in trading and are really all up in the system, they know the fucking game. They know how to write it off. They know how to hide it and play the shell game and move shit around. And the average Joe, like you and I, don't. And, you know, so I think there's an element there that we have to be careful about.
Yep, I agree. And, yeah, the system is rigged. It fucking sucks. And they pumped $3 trillion into the stock market at this point. I don't know if you heard about the $1 trillion debt buyback program they just came out with. That happened on Monday. And yet the market is still tanking because 40 million people are unemployed, right?
Yeah.
What the hell? America's going down so hard. Wish we could hang, man. It's going to be another solo drinking sesh. And for you, too. It looks like it's the wife and the kid, right? And you.
Yeah. Yeah, brother. Right. So it begins. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. So, all right. We're going to play some more music. Here it comes. Fuck the system. Rhyme.
And 2 beers before breakfast. That's treason.
Here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Rebel against the kings of Babylon. Rebel against the kings of Babylon. Yeah. They got the swords and the spears and the bows and the knives. But we're fighting with our brothers and our sisters for our lives. Rebel against the kings of Babylon. Yeah. Bring the suffering. When the people rise up, they see it as a fire. They wanna have control, so you can't be self-reliant. If you play your role and don't get out of line, if you sell your soul, they will buy it for a dime. They sell it for a dollar so they can turn a profit. That's a vicious cycle, and the only way to stop it. Rebel against the kings of Babylon.
up. We're starving in the streets for bellies getting fat while the weak are getting weaker. Politicians up to line their pockets. It's a vicious cycle and the only way to stop it. Rebel against the kings of Babylon. Swords and the spears and the bows and the knives, but we're fighting with our brothers and our sisters for our lives. Rebel against the kings of Babylon, system of control.
Police state, a nation of fat mascot fans. It's a class. obsolete. No one's higher than you. They're firing me and they're firing you. They got a file on me, a file on you. They'll fire on me and they'll fire on you. You're so oblivious, you thought they ignored ya. Every phone call was a chance to record ya. And all those fucking text messages are saved. Trapped in the grid, it's a bid, you're a slave. Not about religion and it's not about race. All about power to the top, it's a race. Every dollar bill led a trace to a case that was placed in a safe that was placed by the ace. The jokers are laughing. You won't know what happened by the time the war comes and the soldiers are clapping. They're using us against us, but nobody can think. Shit, everybody's being pimped, not me. I don't got a dime in my pocket, I'm lying. I got a dime and I'm dying to spark it. Got a few others, so I'm gonna profit. Fuck the system till I die, that's the logic. To my brothers that are caged in a box, till you break from the locks, the rage never stops. Day somebody comes from my life again, pop. You ask why I'm mad, I ask why you're not. My brother's back in the pen, can't talk with him in person. Conversations back to the pen, so I'm sending him letters. Hope he's laughing at them, but inside like damn, this had to happen again. Last week he was out there laughing at the knocks. Now he's locked and the cops are claiming he's selling rocks. Never stop, I'm starting to lose my sanity. It's like they want everything I hold dear to me. But in the past he was there for me. In return I'll be there for him, help him with his family. When he bounced he left something in the stash. Something that goes blast, you don't wanna feel the wrath. So stay out my path, don't bother with me. Running out of reasons to even wanna be free. Puffing mad blunts, just trying to stay positive. But it's getting hard to live, shit, something gotta give.
Yo, you believe when they say we ain't shit, we can't grow. All we are is dope dealers and gangsters and hoes. And you believe when they be telling you lies. All on the media, they make the world look crazy to keep you inside. Why you listen when the teachers at school know you a young single parent out struggling? They think you a fool. Give your kids bad grades and put them in dumber classes. Killing shorty future, I wonder how do we last it. Underground in they casket, ancestors turning. I'm learning something every day, there is no Lazarus. Words like God is Greek or Latin. So if you study Egypt, you'll see the truth written by the masters. My niggas is chilling, getting high, relaxing, envisioning ownership. Yeah, it can happen. What do we own? Not enough land, not enough homes, not enough banks to give my brother a loan. What do we own? The skin on our backs. We rent and we ask for reparations. Then they hit us with tax and insurance if we live to be old. What about now? So stop being controlled. We black zombies.
Walking, talking, dead. No, we think we're living.
Black zombies.
We just copycat, following the system.
Black zombies.
Walking, talking, dead. No, we think we're living.
Black zombies.
We just copycat, following the system.
Black zombies. Ayo, we trapped in our own brain. Fuck behind bars, we've already gone insane. They've already gave up, cut our own heads off. Stab our own backs and dream too much without fulfilling reality. Too greedy in, can't have one or two chains, we need three of them. Can't have one or two guns without squeezing them on our own people. And fuck black leaders, cause whites ain't got none leading them. The rhythm is cosmic, Nas is divinity, the deity's profitless. All get down and get up. Victims walking around with Down syndrome, all stuck, fainting, shouting, catching Holy Ghost in church. Scared to do it for ourselves, lest we see somebody doing it first. We beg, we prayed, petitioned, and demonstrated just to make another generation.
Black zombies. Walking, talking, dead. No, we think we're living.
Black zombies.
We just copycat, following the system.
Black zombies.
Walking, talking, dead. No, we think we're living.
Black zombies.
We just copycat, following the system.
Black zombies. Scared to be yourself, cause you in a trance. Feel free, hear the music and dance. If you care what they think, why wear what they wear? Just for you, dumb niggas with long beards. Like the Arabs and Jews are from Israel. Bismillah, El Rahman, El Rahim. Islam's a beautiful thing. A Christian and Rastafari helps us to bring peace against the darkness, which is ungodly. So what's the black man's true religion? Who should we follow? Use your own intuition, you are tomorrow. That's the sound of the beast. I'm a Columbia record slave, so get paid. Control your own destiny, you are a genius. Don't let it happen to you like it did to me. Black, I was zombie. A black zombie.
Walking, talking, dead. No, we think we're living.
Black zombie.
We just copycat, following the system.
Black zombie.
Walking, talking, dead. No, we think we're living.
Black zombie.
We just copycat, following the system.
Black zombies. Wake up.
Black zombies in a spell for more than 400 years. Ghetto niggas won't have it no more. Can I get a witness? While listening to somebody else tell you how to do it when you could do it yourself. It's all in you. Do it.
Episode 216 coming at ya. Fuck the system.
FTS. I think we should make bumper stickers. FTS. That's what it means.
Systems right? Rigged against definitely the black guys. What the fuck, man? You know, the whole, I took a criminal justice class in, I think, 2000. And, yeah, man, the whole cocaine, they overturned the law, but a gram of powder cocaine gets you nothing, but a gram of crack cocaine is like 10 years in prison or something.
Right.
Fucked up, man. That they flooded the community with anyway to keep the black guys down. It fucking sucks.
And who flooded the community with it?
Oh, the government.
The CIA. That's right. And we don't want to say that it's systemic racism, do we? We don't want to say that our own hands are dirty in this fucking transaction, right? I mean, one thing that I got a good laugh out of this the other day. One of my friends down in Southern California, he's this big old brother, and he always keeps it real, right? And he's telling me about how he's walking down the street with his family and trying to get to the beach, and on one side of the street there's a bunch of protesters that are like pro BLM, and on the other side of the street there's a bunch of protesters that are all like MAGA flag waving whatevers, right? You know, systemites, I guess, if you will, right? Pro system versus anti system, I guess. Now the iron the sheer fucking irony of this is that he goes, every one of these fucking people was white. He was like, I swear to God, it was like only one side of the street was protesting and they were just up against a giant mirror.
Many selfies have been taken in front of protests. Everyone's got to post their selfies and Instagram shit. Fucking goddamn it. System's fucked, man. It was fucked before we were even born. And I always tell people that, and they get all pissy. And it's like, dude, the system was rigged against you before you're even born. You're born into a certain class. You got to try. You can break out, but if, come on, man. Yeah. Right. You're destined to, you know.
And you know what's even worse? Is that you can slip backwards.
That's true. You can easily slip backwards. So you're fighting to keep it.
I'm a testament to that, right? Like, I was born in a upper middle class, 99% white, rich, affluent neighborhoods, $1 million homes and all that kind of shit. And, you know, here I am 40 years old in a starter house in Sacramento, right? Like, so, you know, where other friends are fucking CEOs of multi-million-dollar companies and all this shit, you know, people that I was like, that guy's a fucking fucktard. He doesn't know his dick from a hole in the ground.
Yeah, just lucky, right? And some people just, I can rise up the ladder super fast, and you're like, well, that's white privilege really comes into play, which I've realized. The dumbest white guy can, like, make $120,000 a year at my job. What the fuck?
Right, and like, and that's where the term "the system" comes in too, because it's like, here's somebody that's like, there was this dude at my work, right? He ended up becoming my supervisor. This dude had zero job experience except for having been a pastor at a youth church that he got fucking arrested for having a sexual relationship with a minor inside of the church while his wife was 6 months fucking pregnant. Dude served 18 months for his crime. And when I found out about it and mentioned it to human resources, they threatened to fire me if I told anybody.
At your old job?
No, at my current
job.
Oh,
fuck. Damn it, dude.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All you kid diddlers, I think this is going to be controversial, and I'll just say it. Kill him on the spot. Like, firing squad, take him in the back, and be done with it.
I mean,
or rapist, wants, I guess.
If anybody wants to hire DJ Gower so he doesn't have to work for a company that enables fucking a pedophile to have a positive path and a successful life because his fucking dad is the pastor at the church of some other asshole at the fucking company.
Not paying taxes, by the way.
I'll be happy to accept your offers for employment.
Yep. He's totally got money because he pays no taxes on his fucking church. Systematic bullshit. And yeah, we hate, fuck the system. We hate it and we're part of it. And yeah.
I think we're going to start the Church of Treason, right? And this will be our sermon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the whole thing, we can just make it a write off, man.
That's true. We could make it a write-off. Yeah, anyway,
we're now a non-profit. We've always been a non-profit.
We're a negative profit. Anyway, fuck the system. That's the theme, and we're going to play some more music. Thanks for listening. If you do, rhyme.
And you can't take down the system from the inside. You just got to rip it the fuck down.
And freezing. Episode 216.
visions of Martin Luther staring at me. Malcolm X put a hex on my future, someone catch me. I'm falling victim to a revolutionary song, the Serengeti's clone. Back to put you backstabbers back on your spinal bone. You slit your disc when I slit you my dish. You wanted to diss but jumped on my dick. Grown man never should bite their tongue unless you eating pussy that smell like it's a stale plum. I got my finger on the motherfucking pistol, aiming it at a pig. Charlotte's Web is gonna miss you. My issue isn't televising. You ain't gotta tell the wise how to stay on beat because our life's an instrumental. This is physical and mental. I won't sugarcoat it. You'll die from diabetes if these other niggas wrote it. And everything on TV just a figment of imagination. I don't want a plastic nation. Dread that like a Haitian. Why you motherfuckers waiting? I be off the slave ship, building pyramids, writing my own hieroglyphs. Just call this shit high power. Nigga, nothing less than high power. Five star dishes, food for thought, bitches. I mean this shit is Huey Newton going stupid, you can't resist his high power. Throw your hands up for high power. Visions of Martin Luther staring at me. If I see it, how he seen it, that will make my parents happy. Sorry, mama, I can't turn the other cheek. They wanna knock me off the edge like a fucking widow's peak, And she always told me, pray for the weak, Them demons got me, I ain't prayed in some weeks, Dear Lord, come save me, the devil's working on. He probably clocking double shifts, so none of his jobs. Frightening, so fucking frightening. Enough to drive a man insane. I need a license to kill. I'm standing on a field full of landmines doing the moonwalk, hoping I blow up in time. Cause 2012 might not be a fucking legend. Trying to be a fucking legend, the man of mankind. Who said a black man in the Illuminati? Last time I checked, that was the biggest racist party. So get up off that slave ship, build your own pyramids, write your own hieroglyphs. Just call this shit high power. Nigga, nothing less than high power. Five star dishes, food for thought, bitches. I mean this shit is Bobby Seale making meals, you can't resist his high power. Throw your hands up for high power. Who said a black man in Illuminati? Last time I checked, that was the biggest racist party. Last time I checked, we was racing with Marcus Garvey on the freeway to Africa till I wrecked my Audi. And I want everybody to view my autopsy so you can see exactly where the government has shot me. No conspiracy, my fate is inevitable. They play musical chairs once I'm on that pedestal. Frightening, so fucking frightening. Enough to drive a man insane, a woman insane. The reason Lauren Hill don't sing, or Kurt Cobain loaded that clip and then said bang. The drama, it brings crazy. Product of the late 80s, trying to stay above water. That's why we shun the Navy. Pull your guns and play me, let's set it off. Cause a riot, throw a model top. Somebody told me them pirates had got lost. Cause we've been off them slave ships. Got our own pyramids, write our own hieroglyphs. Just call it shit high power. Yeah, nothing less than high power. Five star dishes, food for thought, bitches. I mean this shit is Fred Hampton on your campus. You can't resist his high power. Throw your hands up for high power. Thug life. Thug life.
Limited guarantee for your inflation of all.
Episode 216. We're closing out the show. Thanks for listening. Fuck the system.
Yeah, the system. You know, we live it every day, and that's one of the fucking things about this whole COVID lockdown shit that I think may have kind of woken up a lot of people during this time of. Hold on. Pause the system. Pause the system. You can't pause the system. Because just like the Matrix says, man, the second you have that moment of realization, the system doesn't exist anymore. Because it's all been a fucking smoke and mirrors bullshit game that they've hoodwinked you into believing is important.
Oh, yeah.
And at first, everyone was chomping at the fucking bit, man. I gotta get back out there, man. I gotta go fucking shop, and I gotta get gas, and I gotta fucking... man, I can't... I don't know if I can fucking survive, man. I'm just like, I'm stuck at home, and fucking I'm gonna piss my whole fucking paycheck to Amazon and make Jeff Bezos a goddamn gajillionaire. And it's just... It's so, at this point, to me, obvious that I barely need a car, let alone two, right? The amount of money that I was spending on a regular basis just to exist every day, to get from point A to point B, to do this and do that, and oh, I'm not at home, so I can't make lunch, so now I gotta eat something, and then I'm eating something shitty, and then I'm gaining weight, and like all the other attributes that were fucking negative that went along with it. Like, I've lost weight, I've saved money, I can't tell you the number of benefits that I've gained from being in this quarantine, right? And the awareness of how unnecessary that fucking system that was just sucking life from you every fucking day is and was, and hopefully will never be again, because hopefully enough of us awaken like I did that fuck that, we don't need that shit. We're happy and healthy and great the way we are, and we don't need your bullshit. So hopefully all these unemployed Americans, you know, go be fucking Shark Tank, man. Figure it out. Go make your own America, right?
Masks. That's my latest idea. Someone should do it. A fuck Gavin Newsom mask in the store. I would pay like $15 for that right now. In all styles. Like, you know what I mean?
I mean, bro, imagine being the governor of California right now, though.
Yeah, that guy's a fucking douche. I hate him.
There's no fucking way you're gonna make anybody
happy. I wish we had Arnold still.
And even then, he would still be pissing off a fuck ton of people with
whatever. Oh yeah, you're never gonna make everybody happy, but come on, man. He's a douche. Right. It should be county by county. Everything should be it should be based on the number of COVID cases in your county. Because Butte County, we literally have like 60 or something. Sacramento, I'm sure there's an ass load.
So Butte County's, let's just say it's free, right? There's zero cases, right? So yeah. You can go do whatever you want.
Yep.
Which means that you can go to Colusa County.
Yep.
Where you go fucking get it and bring back.
That's right. No. If you're in some small community and it doesn't exist, there shouldn't be. That's overreaching. That's bullshit. They shouldn't overreach, impede my rights. You live in a big city. You have 20,000 cases of COVID. Guess what? I chose not to live in a big city. And yeah, I have like zero exposure. I still wear the mask, by the way. I'm just saying, like, now you're going to say it's mandatory to wear it everywhere I go. I can't take the dogs for a walk without wearing a mask. Fuck you.
Well, there's no way of enforcing that.
That's true. But if you want to follow the law now, it's like you can't. Come on, dude. Just make it mandatory in a store you have to wear it. I'm fine with that. Every time you leave the house, you're supposed to be wearing a mask now? That is a bunch of garbage, dude.
Of course. Yeah, no, that's ridiculous, right?
That's what he came out with on, like, Monday or Tuesday.
I mean, to that point, right? Like, right now I'm sitting in my garage, and my garage door is open, right? So, do I have to be wearing a mask? Or, like, how is that any different than if I'm sitting 2 more feet over?
No, I know. It's just retarded, man.
No, I'm outside. Like, what the fuck is the difference?
And that's why I hate this system, and fuck the system. That was the show. We're closing it out. Thanks for listening. And, yeah, I wish we were actually hanging out, man. Rhyme.
And, no matter what they say, wear a mask, people. You know,
if I'm walking the dog around a neighborhood and have zero link, like have 10 feet apart from any human, I'm not wearing a mask.
That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying.
In the store, in a tightly confined thing where you're making less than 6 foot interactions, that's fine. That just really struck a nerve, dude. Who the fuck do you think you are, fucking California piece of shit governor?
Using public transportation, or, you know, even in an outdoor mall or at a protest or anything like that too, like, wear a fucking mask. Because here's the thing, is that whatever your own personal ideology and belief is about wearing a mask, right, it's about not only protecting yourself but protecting others, right? So if you have humility, if you have kindness in your heart, right, if you have awareness of others in your mind, then you'll wear a mask, because it's not about you. And it's maybe not even about them, but it's maybe about the person they go home to.
Oh, yeah. Right? And especially like grocery store workers, I wear a mask because I don't want, you know, they have to wear a mask. They're at risk. That's like a legitimate thing. But if you want to fucking say I got to go to Bidwell Park and wear a mask and like when I interact with some remote piece of land and I'm supposed to be wearing a mask, like, wow.
I'm in the middle of Desolation Wilderness. I have to have a mask.
Yeah. Yep. Good point. All right. Here we go. Closing out the show. Fuck the system. Rhyme.
Or the system fucks you. So give them treason, people.
What you need are reasons. It's not you want to know. Now give up with your happy hand. Don't want to hear your reasons. No time for this. Get on your feet. Now your happy's needed. Now since we're living.
They won't see me round the corner. They can't catch me. DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And Treason.